My cup overflows with tears, turning a cup of sorrow into one of mercy. Today, let's talk about something real and raw. Life can fill our cups up with tears all the time. You know that feeling when sorrow keeps pouring in until it seems like there's no room left for anything good? But here's the beautiful twist. It's not some fancy religious idea. That same cup that's overflowing with tears can be turned into one that's overflowing with mercy. Watching something new emerge from pain and grace is a down-to-earth process. Imagine that moment when things feel like everything's falling apart. Tears come from disappointment, loss, or just the daily grind. What if we lent into it instead of fighting it or pretending it's not there? The cup of sorrow doesn't have to stay bitter forever. Mercy always shows up right in the middle of the mess. It's like a gentle hand that takes your tears and turns them into something that refreshes everyone. Mercy isn't weak. When your cup is full of tears, it feels impossible to imagine anything else fitting in it. But mercy expands the capacity. It makes room. It heals the cracks and lets the good stuff flow out. We do this when we stop trying to empty the cup on our own and let a higher power do it. You don't need perfect conditions or a pain-free life to start this. It starts when you choose to be compassionate instead of angry. Maybe someone hurts you, and instead of holding on to the grudge, you forgive them. That's mercy overflowing. Or when you accept grace for your mistakes and keep going. The tears that once drowned hope now water seeds of empathy and love. Take a moment to imagine your heart as a mug you use every day. Some days it gets filled with hot tears from stress at work, arguments at home, or worries about the future. The handle feels slippery, and you worry it will break. But mercy is like the strongest glue and freshest water all at once. It repairs the mug and refills it with cool, life-giving stuff. In order to shift from sorrow to mercy, start small. Acknowledge your tears without shame. Cry them out if you have to. Then whisper a simple prayer to help. Ask for eyes to see the good that comes from the hard stuff. Over time, you'll notice changes. The more you show mercy to others, the more patient you become. It's because mercy touched you first that you show up for people in pain. It's about turning what the world sees as weakness into strength. It's about stories of faith where people stepped up in the face of impossible odds and came out overflowing with goodness. Tears aren't the end of the story. They're all part of what makes a life marked by mercy. Don't despair when your cup overflows with tears. It's like making room for something bigger. Keep going with this. When it comes to relationships, instead of being bitter, let mercy flow. When things get tough at work, choose understanding over judgment. In your quiet moments, let the tears wash away the old hurts so mercy can fill the empty spots. Mercy works in real life because it's active and alive. When you experience this transformation, you want to give it to everyone. Your overflowing cup becomes a source of hope for others. People notice someone who carries grief well and still radiates kindness. They're curious about the source of that mercy because it draws them in. So next time you feel like your cup is full of tears, remember it's not the end. It's the beginning for mercy to take over. Let it change you from the inside out. You'll find yourself overflowing in unexpected ways, spreading light and comfort where they're needed.